It's Monday, May 18th, AD 2020. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. A Real Clear Opinion research poll released Thursday found 40% of families are more likely to choose to homeschool their children or engage in virtual learning once the coronavirus pandemic subsides, reports Breitbart.com. The Worldview spoke to Mike Donnelly, senior counsel of the Homeschool Legal Defense Association.
It's a pretty amazing thing when you think about 40% more people homeschooling in the fall. There are other polls that suggest it could be lower than that, perhaps 15%. But even if you apply the 15% number, you are looking at about 8.5 million more children homeschooling in the fall, which would be pretty incredible, a significant transformative outcome.
Donnelly explained what might prompt parents to consider homeschooling.
People are starting to hear what the schools are going to do in the fall. And it sounds like a lot of people aren't too keen on things like constant hand sanitizing and having to juggle multiple kids with multiple online classes, half on, half off, you know, three kids at school this day, two tomorrow, while they're trying to juggle their own jobs, which may require them to telecommute more or less. So there's a complication factor.
Among the parents interested in homeschooling, listen to the fascinating ethnic differences.
The Real Clear Politics poll was very interesting in terms of the breakdown of ethnicity and being more likely to homeschool, with Asians at 53.8, Black at 50.4, and then you had Hispanic at 38.2 and White at 36.3. What would explain the disparity, and why would Asians and Blacks be more likely with such a significant disparity to want to homeschool? I think I would say the reason is those are the two smallest groups in homeschooling right now. You've got Black homeschoolers is about 8% of the total population. Asians is about 4 or 5%. Hispanic, 24, and White is the rest. So with Asian and Black communities, homeschooling is much newer in those communities, and so you would naturally see a larger opportunity for growth.
Deuteronomy 6, verse 7 reminds believers to impress God's commandments on their children. Talk about them when you sit at home and when you walk along the road, when you lie down, and when you get up. Dr. Newt Witkowski, former head of biostatistics, epidemiology, and research design at Rockefeller University, says YouTube removed a video of him opposing a lockdown, which had racked up more than 1.3 million views, reports the New York Post. He is a ferocious critic of the nation's current steps to fight the coronavirus. He has derided social distancing, saying it only prolongs the virus's existence, has attacked the current lockdown as mostly unnecessary, and said the pandemic will only end after it has sufficiently spread through the population. Listen to what Dr. Witkowski said in the now-deleted video from YouTube.
With all respiratory diseases, the only thing that stops the disease is herd immunity. About 80% of the people need to have had contact with the virus, and the majority of them won't even have recognized that they were infected or they had very, very mild symptoms, especially if they are children. So it's very important to keep the schools open and kids mingling to spread the virus, to get herd immunity as fast as possible. And then the elderly people who should be separated and the nursing homes should be closed during that time can come back and meet their children and grandchildren after about 4 weeks when the virus has been exterminated.
In April, YouTube said it would be, quote, removing information that is problematic, end quote, about COVID-19. We have a link to the video which YouTube censored in our transcript today at theworldview.com. Witkowski, who walks around his New York neighborhood without a face mask and eats at underground restaurants, said, quote, we don't have to fear anything but fear. Wasn't that an American who said that? End quote. Indeed, President Franklin Delano Roosevelt, in his 1933 inauguration, said this.
Let me assert my firm belief that the only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
In addition, last Friday, YouTube censored the audiobook version of Reformed theologian John Piper's new book, Coronavirus and Christ, claiming it violated, quote, community standards, end quote, reports the Christian Post. The book offers 6 biblical answers to the question, what is God doing through the coronavirus? the video by John Piper, the chancellor of Bethlehem College and Seminary in Minnesota, and the founder of DesiringGod.org, had received over 187,000 views within the 5 weeks that it remained on YouTube, according to Discern. However, an archived version of the audiobook is still available at the Crossway podcast, which we have linked in our transcript today at theworldview.com. And finally, in a May 11th primetime special of The Price is Right, America's longest-running game show, it donated nearly $100,000 to Planned Parenthood on behalf of RuPaul, a drag queen entertainer, reports the Christian Post. Drew Carey, the host, introduced him.
So, Ru, you're going to be playing for charity.
Yes.
All during the show. You're going to be playing alongside the contestants. And whatever you win and the rest of the contestants win, we're going to match and give to a special charity that Ru is playing
That's
for.
Right.
What's the charity? Which provides vital and often free services for both men and women.
One thing is for sure, Planned Parenthood never kills babies in the womb for free. There's always a hefty price. Isaiah 59 verse 7 says, "Their feet rush into sin. They are swift to shed innocent blood. They pursue evil schemes. Acts of violence mark their ways." Daily Wire's Michael Knowles offered this commentary.
Everything about that clip is wrong. A man who dresses up like a woman going on Middle America's former favorite show to raise money to kill a million babies a year. Something clearly has gone wrong in the culture. Price is Right, very simple game show. Very Middle America. You know, this was one bastion where the sort of liberal, progressive wackos that run so many of the other parts of Hollywood and television, they hadn't quite infected it. It was such a simple game. You go on and you try to guess the price of regular goods, and then if you guess the price right, you win prizes. How did they infect that one? How did the left even get in to that one? Because the left destroys everything it touches.
And that's The World View in 5 minutes on this Monday, May 18th, in the year of our Lord, 2020. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.